They're pretty well dug in up there. They got 250 calibers I know of on the top, and three rocket sites within immediate area that are hitting Kaysan on all the time.
Hill 881 was in the news frequently last May, and after a period of relative quiet, Hill 881 again is a headline story. Corporal Walter Whitesides of the 26th Marines on Hill 881 near Kaysan talked to Marine Combat Correspondent Staff Sergeant Chuck McCormick and told him what it's like at Hill 881 these days.
Well, what's it look like up there, Walt? What's the situation with the troops? How are you dug in, and how are you living up there?
Before all this started, we had bunkers and just normal living like most outposts. But since this started, they've improved the trench lines. Everything's dug in about 6 feet deep now. You don't leave the trench lines in the daytime. The biggest problem up there has been with resupply and helicopters, because every time a helicopter comes in the area, you do get two or three rounds incoming. And occasionally when they hit Kaysan, we take as much as 30 or 40 rounds at one time.
What do you mean when they hit Kaysan?
A lot of times they'll be hitting Kaysan with rockets, and they'll start hitting us first. If we take more than five rounds at one time, we figure Kaysan's going to get hit, and just keep our heads down so they won't look for flashes, etc.
Have they been able to spot any of the positions up there that the NVA have been firing onto Kaysan from?
That's affirmative. On 881 North, there's three big rocket positions they use over and over. And to the southwest, in the big bowl around 918, you see four or five. And we worked the area over with air. One day we worked it over hunting for our mortar tube, and it was bothering us up there. And he uncovered about 300 meters of trench line, et cetera. So they worked about 8 or 10 fights in there, but they still keep using it.
What's it look like to you now on 881?
Well, the situation is much better than it was the first couple of days that we got hit up there. The first day we got hit up there, no one expected it, and no one was dug in, and I think we took more casualties the first day than we've taken in any other day since. Now everyone just stays in the trench line and keeps down and just sort of laughs with it.
Have you been getting any sniper fire? Are they close enough to hit you with small arms?
Snipers is sort of a big joke up there compared to the 120. A couple of people in Mike Company on the other hill, 881, is divided into two hills, have been hit with a sniper. In fact, a commanding officer said a round through his leg. But no one's particularly worried about the sniper. Occasionally they run 50 caliber across when they bring helicopters in. They've hit a couple of helicopters and a couple of co-pilots. But so far, no one has been killed by sniper fire on 881.
Well, what's the situation with the troops who are up there now? What's the morale?
When I left, everyone is naturally anxious to get off, but they were in pretty good spirits. Example of that, we used the classic Maggie's drawers when they'd miss with a mortar round.
What do you mean by that?
And on the range, back in boot camp, when you missed a target, they had a red flag, and it shows that you missed. They wave it, and we do the same thing. They shoot a mortar round in, and it goes over the hill and lands down the gully, consequently killing more NVA. Everyone gets up and cheers and waves their red flag. Stuff like that, which doesn't really mean much and sort of silly, does a lot to keep morale up there.
Such is the morale of the Marines who hold on to Hill 881 near Kaysan. Corporal Walter Whiteside is one of those men. Staff Sergeant Chuck McCormick had that report. I'm Marine Corporal Jim Groom at the Combat Information Bureau in Da Nang.